Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Margaret. On today's program, some Schubert, Sibelius, and Stamets, a lot of S's in there, and yes, of course, the requisite oboe music time. To begin, a classic, Handel's Water Music, a collection of orchestral movements published as three suites. It premiered back on the 17th of July, back in 1717, in response to King George's request for a concert on the River Thames. Now, the king enjoyed it so much that he kept requesting it, that they had to play it again and again and again. Today, the Allegro alla Hornpipe, a performance by the Orchestra of St. Luke's.
Thank you.
The Orchestra of St. Luke's, with Charles Macareras directing. That was the hornpipe from Handel's Water Music. And let's continue with the music of Franz Schubert, an Austrian composer in the Romantic era, best known for his songs, symphonies, piano music, and chamber music. He pretty well did it all. His career, though, only lasted around 15 years, but he was a very prolific composer, and he only gained international fame until well after his very early death at the age of 31. He did write very beautifully for the piano, and this can be heard in this next selection featuring great pianist Andras Schiff. Here is the Allegro from Schubert's Sonata in C minor.
Thank you.
Andraschiff, with the opening from Schubert's Sonata in C Minor. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time of the program. I am speaking of oboe music time. Today, some French music by François de Vienne. He was born back in 1759 in Joinville, Haute-Marne, in France. And he was among the very significant composers of wind music in the second half of the 18th century. He did study early on in France and later became a bassoonist in the orchestra of the opera in Paris. And at the same time, he studied flute with the orchestra's principal flautist. And maybe that's why he wrote so well for woodwinds. He understood them. His six sonatas for oboe and basso continuo are a transcription from those for flute. And today we're going to hear a performance of one of them, or the opening of one of them, by oboist Peter Brie. He is a prominent Dutch oboist and, get this, broadcaster. So here is the opening allegro from the sonata number 4 in G major. Thank you. Peter Bree, joined by Roderick Shaw. That was the opening allegro from Divine Sonata for G, in G, for oboe and basso continuo. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's explore just a taste of the music of Jean Sibelius. He was a Finnish composer of the late Romantic and early modern periods. He is widely regarded as his country's greatest composer, and his music is often credited with having helped Finland develop a stronger national identity when the country was struggling from several attempts at Russification in the late 19th century. Now, the core of his work is his set of seven symphonies, which came out earlier in his career. He did write an awful lot more, but he also stopped composing for the last 30 years of his life. A little bit too bad for us. This is a great performance. The Philadelphia Orchestra with Eugene Ormandy directing, and we're going to hear the Allegro from his symphony number 2. the Philadelphia Orchestra with Eugene Ormandy directing. That was the Allegro from Sibelius' Symphony No. 2. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Let's move on to the music of Carl Stamitz, the son of the more famous father, Johann Stamitz. He was a German composer, the last generation of the Mannheim Symphonist. He did play violin and viola in the court orchestra at Mannheim, and later on became a conductor of the Orchestra Jena. But even with these positions, and despite his continued activity as a composer, he was actually unable, like many of us, to pay off his debts before his death. But as a composer, get this, he was the most productive member of the Stamitz family. Let's hear some of his efforts. This is Willy Freivogel and the Mannheim Orchestra and the Rondo from Carl Stamitz's Flute Concerto.
Thank you.
Willy Freivogel and the Mannheim Orchestra. That was the rondo from Carl Stamitz's Flute Concerto. And now a selection from the album Hush. This is a collaboration between two greats, Bobby McFerrin and Yo-Yo Ma. Hush is the result of a deep friendship that came about between Bobby and the renowned cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and it developed from a meeting between the two at the late Leonard Bernstein's 70th birthday. That was back in the summer of 1988 at Tanglewood. Now, in both of their words, Hush is a celebration of life, from youth to old age. While in so many ways it speaks to children, it is equally true that the album's central goal is to, and I quote, release the child in the adult. Here is music by Bach. How beautiful was that? Bobby McFerrin joined by Yo-Yo Ma, and the air from Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 3 that comes from their collaborated album, Hush. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. And let's move on. I believe we have time for one more selection from the Canadian ensemble Quartetto Gelato. This is a classical over crossical quartet, which is based in Hamilton, Ontario. They are very eclectic, with a repertoire consisting of classical masterworks, also some tango, some gypsy klezmer, some jazz, some folk songs, and a little bit of everything else. They are very talented and usually play without musical scores. And in a live performance, they're quite spirited, and you get their sly sense of humor, and yet this, they may even dance a little bit. Now, their music was very popular in the late 80s and 90s, and so much so that Canadian astronaut Dr. Robert Thirst took their first two CDs with him during his NASA flight on board the Space Shuttle Columbia back in 1997. We're going to hear something from their first CD. This is, get this, Concerto Sopra Motiva dell'Opera La Favorita di Donzania. I'm not saying that again. Here it is. Take a listen. This is Quartetto Gelato.
Thank you.
What a way to finish. Quartetto Gelato and Concerto sopra motivi dell'opera La Favorita di